Pat Gillespie is the owner of the Gillespie Group, a development company here in Mid-Michigan. Pat, how are you? Are you with us, Pat?
I'm there.
All right, sounds good. How are you?
Fantastic. Hoping it doesn't rain today.
Yeah, well, you don't want it to rain because you are celebrating the grand opening of the Armory. Tell us about this.
Well, the Marshall Street Armory is in Lansing, Michigan, right by Pattengill Middle School, built in 1924, and you know, it was the 119th Infantry Division was there for 85 years serving our country, and it went into disrepair, and they moved out. Well, we've kind of brought new life to it by moving in 8 nonprofit organizations, and today we're going to have a little party to celebrate the history of the military that's been there and then also celebrate the future of the building. So from 3 to 5, we're going to have a little party to celebrate what's gone on.
Pat, for folks who haven't had the opportunity to drive by or get inside that facility, what's it look like?
Well, you know, it had a big gymnasium in it, and now that gymnasium is, you know, there's 30-foot ceilings, and it's full of offices, it's full of life, lots of bright, vibrant colors. There's 90 people a day that come and work there. So it's a hub of activity now, and which was a barren building. So we'd love to have anyone come out and take a look anytime. I'd say from 3 to 5 would be good, but we have probably 8 to 10 tours that go on every week. So we love showing the community what it looks like.
And what's that done for the neighborhood, and how's that improved that area?
Well, you know, when we took it over, there was broken windows and a lot of graffiti growing on the building, and the weeds were overgrown. So, you know, basically now there's lights on at night, there's street lights on, the graffiti's gone. All the neighbors that have been there, they've all been through the building many times, and they're all, you know, they just feel it's a lot more safe, secure area. It's not a place where people go gather or hide behind the building anymore. There was a lot of stolen bikes that we found around there. So it just, you know, it's really cleaned up that area and made it less of an eyesore and more of a calling for people to look at it and go, hey, what's in there?
All right, Pat, tell us about some of the projects that the Gillespie Group is working on, whether they're ongoing or they're going to start.
We're working diligently on 3 projects right now. The old Silver Dollar Saloon site, and we've made it, we're probably 70% there as far as approvals and financing and tenant securitization. So we hope to start that one in October or November. That'll be a 4-story building with housing and retail on the first level. That's right on Michigan Avenue across from the Brody Complex. And then we have a big one in Midland we're working on, which is right next to their new minor league baseball stadium. We're doing about 250,000 square feet of office and bar restaurants and workout facilities right in their urban core of Midland. And then downtown Lansing on the river, by the end of the year, we're going to start 90 units of apartments right behind the Lansing City Market. So those 3 are keeping us real busy right now.
Pat, just want to get your take. I don't need you to comment on the specifics of who, but there was recently a developer that was building an add-on, if you will, an extra floor to a building. They've had some problems there as they had too much equipment inside this building and the floors collapsed. You ever seen or heard about anything like this before?
You know what, stuff like that happens, and I know the builders that are doing that, and it was just a freak thing. That rain came driving in, and it really weighted down the drywall, and it just, you know, when that drywall gets wet, it really adds to the weight, and it was on an area that was unsupported. So it's definitely not a bad structural issue. It's definitely not a bad shoddy workmanship. It just was one of those freak things, you know, that one in 100 that would happen, but it happened. So it'll be fine. That stuff like that does happen in any job site.
All right, Pat, one last time, plug that big party today.
3 to 5 today at the Marshall Street Armory. We have the military, the adjutant general of the state of Michigan's military is going to be there to give it a send-off, a howitzer salute, military band, and then all the nonprofits are going to be there to celebrate what they're going to bring to the building over the next 20 years.
All right, Pat Gillespie is with the Gillespie Group. Thanks so much, Pat.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
It's the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're going to make way for Laura Ingram. Before that, WILS News Director Rich Hurl will have the controversy on whether or not voters should be able to overturn the interlocal agreement between Michigan and Canada and that bridge from Detroit to Windsor. That story next on 1320 WILS.